episode of Calm, Cool, and Connected is brought to you by Bridgeside Medical Clinic, Chesapeake Integrated Behavioral Healthcare, and Edgar Casey's ARE.
Now more than ever, we have an opportunity to be a positive force in the world, to help heal the divide, to treat each other and ourselves with respect. But with so many tools out there, from meditation to physical training, proper nutrition, therapy, and so many others, we all need a little help navigating all the options. Join us as we share in-depth information, insights, and thought-provoking discussions that will help answer your questions about how to stay calm, cool, and connected during these times. Welcome to Calm, Cool, and Connected, your guidebook to peace of mind.
Hello, and welcome to Calm, Cool, and Connected. I'm your host, Dr. Elizabeth Bedrick. The decision to end a relationship is never easy, especially a divorce. There's so many factors that must be considered. Children, finances, assets, embarrassment. These are all really incredibly daunting and can be really overwhelming. Another reason is a fear of navigating a messy divorce, of being complicated, making mistakes throughout the process. And so joining us today is Susan Guthrie, a leading family law attorney and mediator, and an award-winning host of the Divorce and Beyond podcast. Susan's here to talk with us about the top three mistakes that people commonly make in their divorce process and some ways to prevent this. Hi, Susan. Welcome to our show.
Hi, Dr. Liz. It's so nice to see you again. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It is great to see you. So tell us a little bit before we jump in for our listeners, a little bit about your background and, you know, what you do in this field.
Yeah, I've been a family law attorney and then mediator. Honestly, I switched over from litigation to mediation about 10 years ago. And I've just been helping people and families navigate this really tricky, very scary world for many people of divorce. And I firmly believe there are better ways to do it that can help you, as you said in that intro, stay calm, cool, and connected. So I'm really happy to be able to talk about this.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, I joined you on your show as well. And we talked a lot through the healthy divorce process, myself having experience with a healthy divorce and you having a lot of experience with helping people to navigate that. So let's start by talking about what are some common reasons that a divorce gets messy?
You know, I would say the number one reason is not staying calm, cool, and connected, which would really be the really difficult emotional undercurrents that are happening during divorce. For people you know, you can have the calmest people or the most connected people in the world. But the minute you bring the emotional content of divorce, which involves rejection or feelings of rejection, fear, anger, you know, these are not the emotions that most people, A, feel hopefully every day. And they really take control and they hijack us. And you talked quite a bit about that, you know, the hijacking of our nervous system. But unfortunately, in that constant conflict of cycle of divorce, many people will stay caught in the negative emotions. And I would say that is really one of the ways that divorce becomes a very difficult process for most couples.
Sure. So when we're talking about the top three reasons, does that fall into one of the top three or where?
Yes. You know, I would think, yeah, I would say it plays into all three almost in a certain way, because that emotional undercurrent is there through the entire process if people aren't doing something to work with that.
Sure. And that, I mean, as you and I have discussed before, it's so hard for us to manage our emotions, even when we're in a committed relationship, even when we're not ending in divorce. And so when it comes to this, as you said, the rejection, the abandonment, all of that, the fears, of course, we become dysregulated and then we act according to those dysregulated feelings. Let's talk about what would you say is one of the first main mistakes someone makes?
Yeah, such a good question and exactly the issue. It's the first mistake that people make, and it is rushing into the process, because for so many people, it's either been a case of I've been thinking about divorce for a really long time and I finally made my mind up. Or flip side of that, the other person is usually surprised, or at least it's a new concept to them. And so we often see that people will, once they've made the decision or found out divorce is on their radar, they rush into the process and they immediately hire, you know, the nastiest attorney they can find, and they go into it in that space of fear and emotional you know, content that's not really a great way to be moving forward into some process that's going to really impact the rest of your life.
Right. And they're being so reactive in that moment. When we rush into anything, we're being reactive versus slowing down and responding in the way that is in our best interest long term. What about the second concern when it comes to navigating through this process?
Yeah, the second concern for me is not dealing with that emotional content. So many people will get stuck in that place. And this is much to what I think you spoke about on my show was, you know, we start to play out, you know, all of our inner conflicts that we, you know, may come from so far back in our lives, our families of origin, and we don't do any work to work, you know, get into a better place where we're better able to manage our emotions and get some help with that. I always tell people, you need to offer yourself and your spouse the grace of space. So take a deep breath, do your research, get some support, and then start moving through the process. Don't make decisions right away or from a reactive place, as you said.
Sure. And seeking that professional help is crucial because I know when I'm sitting with my clients who are trying to navigate through this process, a lot of the time spent is challenging their perspective, right? Because they are so triggered. They're so in it. They can only see through the lens of maybe their inner child or their past traumas. And so to be able to look at it from different angles can sometimes, you know, give them the space to sit back and say, okay, you know, wait a minute, maybe I can handle this differently. Maybe I can slow down. And what about the third mistake that you see happen?
Yeah, the third is really a situation where because everything you just said, right, we're so caught up in what went wrong, what happened in the past, whether it's the relationship past or actually our, you know, distant past of family, that we forget to focus on the future as we go through the divorce. We forget to look forward to what we're going to create after the divorce. Because if you're just thinking about what went wrong, placing blame, you know, dealing with what has happened, you find yourself at the end of a divorce process with a resolution and a path forward that is completely untraversed for you and you haven't been thinking of. So it's actually very important to, yes, deal with that past, get some help with that, but also put some thought into creating the future that you want after your divorce. It's a great opportunity to build something new.
Absolutely. And that's what I really love and respect about the content you're putting out in your podcast is because you are talking about that beyond. And I love that. I love the idea of instilling hope because divorce can be so painful and it can be shameful. And a lot of people talk about it being the end. And while, yes, it is the end of that season, it also can be the beginning of something really new and beautiful. And I think that that's a lot of what you put out with your content.
That's exactly why I named it Divorce and Beyond. And I really want people to know divorce is an opportunity to create that new future. It's one of those rare times in life where you actually can put some thought into what it is you want to see down the road for yourself. So all those things that you said, it's scary. It can feel shameful. But I know, and you know, on the other side, life can be pretty great.
Yes, absolutely. So before we wrap up, what is maybe one piece of advice you'd give to someone listening, whether they're contemplating a divorce or in the midst of it? What is just maybe like a little motto you might give to somebody in that space?
I'd go back to that grace of space because every single day as you work through your process, you're going to want to take those moments to give yourself some grace of space when your partner triggers you or your soon-to-be ex-partner triggers you. Give them a little grace of space and give your entire family that space. You will find that you will move through it a lot better and get your good support team. Get your therapist and your coach.
Absolutely. Great point. Well, Susan, where can people find you? Where are you? Website, social media?
Best place for the website is the podcast website, divorceandbeyondpod.com. My training academy is mostynguthrie.com for professionals. And on Instagram, it's at Susan Guthrie Esquire and Divorce and Beyond. We have accounts for both.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it.
So pleased to be here. Thank you, Dr. Liz.
Thank you. And thank you all for tuning into this episode of Calm, Cool, and Connected. Please make sure to find us on Facebook and Instagram, and also make sure to rate and subscribe to our podcast so that others can discover our content as well. Thank you again for joining us on this episode of Calm, Cool, and Connected.